This week, actually it wasn't this week, but the last couple of weeks, I was watching one of those made-for-TV Christmas movies, and there was this man and his girlfriend standing next to a Christmas tree in the town center, and they lit up the tree, and they were singing Christmas carols, and the man turns to this woman that he loves and says, "This is what Christmas is all about." And I thought to myself, no, it isn't. In fact, if that's what Christmas is all about, we are all in deep trouble. Because you cannot just go out into a field and cut down a pine tree or make some hot chocolate or some special food or have your family come together and have that fix everything. And for most of us, we have areas in our lives that need fixing. The Bible refers to something called sin. It's disobedience to Him, choosing to do what we know is contrary to God's character and His will for us. And because sin entered the world, we're broken. And that's very evident at Christmas time. In fact, for many of us, as we gather together as families, sometimes there's hurt there. There's fragmentation. There's pain. And for many of us, we're going through difficult times, whether it's financial or health-wise. And as we have been reminded in the grievous, tragic events in Connecticut just 48 hours ago, we live in a broken place. And if all we have to look to for encouragement is a cut down pine tree, we're in deep trouble. But we don't. We have much more to celebrate. In one of those earlier videos, there were a couple of verses read that I want to reread for us this morning out of Luke chapter 2. Verses that remind us of those words that the angel shared to the shepherds in the field. In Luke 2, verse 10, it says, "And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.'" And in times of tumult and pain, hurt, discouragement, fear, we need great joy. And that's what God has provided to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Because as we celebrate at Christmas time, we are not just celebrating a holiday, we are celebrating the life of a person. Remember, we talked about what God refers to as sin in the Bible. Each and every one of us have sinned. Each and every one of us are broke. Our hearts are broken. We willfully do things that hurts God. And because of that, God, by His own character, must act to punish that sin. He is a just God. He is right. He is pure. There's no sin in Him at all. He can't just say, "Well, I'll just let the people that I created choose to sin against me," just like sweep it underneath the rug. It would violate His holy character. Thus, we all die. The Bible refers to death in a couple of ways. Physical death, the separation of our inner person from our body, and spiritual death, the separation of our inner person from God. And we can't fix that. It's the result of our sin. We can't do enough good things to make that right, to make our sin right. And what we celebrate here in just another week and a couple of days is not just God being pure and holy, but also God's love in the fact that He saw our plight. He knows our brokenness. And as a solution to our predicament, He sent the second person of the Trinity, the Son, to earth to take on humanity. Well, why did He have to take on humanity? So that He could pay the price of your sin and my sin, which is death. As God alone, He could not die. But He took on humanity, being born of a virgin, so that being fully God and fully man, He was able to come to earth for a sole purpose. The purpose of dying for you and for me. And that is the source of our joy and our hope. You see, the Bible is clear. We can't fix our own sin problem, but God fixed it for us by sending His one and only Son to earth. He left the throne room of heaven and was born amongst livestock for you and for me. And He lived a sinless life here on this earth, and He went to the cross and died, paying the price for you and for me for our sin. And the Bible tells us that that price that He paid is a gift. There's a verse in the book of Ephesians that says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, lest any man should boast." You see, that's the greatest gift that has ever been given. And He gave it to you, and He gave it to me. And all that we are required to do is accept that gift. Well, how do I do that? It's simple for us, hard for the Son who paid His life. But for us to accept that gift, we simply have to come before God. In our hearts, tell God that, "God, I know I'm a sinner, and I can't fix that. But I also know that Jesus died for me. He came to earth to take on humanity for me. And He went to the cross for me. And He died to pay the price for my sin and then rose again from the dead, proving that He's God. And right now, I'm putting my trust in Him, that His payment for my sin was sufficient, a sufficient payment for me." And at the moment we do that, at the moment we finally come to the point where we acknowledge that I can't fix my own sin problem, and I'm putting my dependence on the person of Jesus Christ, that He is God, that He died for me and rose again. At that moment, we accept that gift that He's provided to us. And His payment for sin is credited to the account of your life and my life through faith. Remember that message that the angel gave to the shepherds? "I bring you good news." And that's good news, that God entered the world. "I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people." If all we had to celebrate was a cut-down tree and some Christmas cookies and some eggnog and some hot chocolate, we'd be in a dismal state. But we've got something truly to celebrate, and that's that God came for us. And through His coming, we have joy. If you're here today and you've never accepted that free gift, there's nothing to keep you from doing that, even today. You don't need a preacher. You don't need necessarily to walk up here in the quietness of your own heart. You can just talk to God and say, "God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't fix my own sin. I'm putting my trust today in Jesus, that He is God, that He died for me and rose again, and I accept His free gift." It's the greatest gift that's ever been given. Father, we thank You for the true source of joy that we have as we celebrate Christmas. It's not in the trappings of Christmas. It's in the person of Christmas, Jesus Christ himself. He is our joy. He is our Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.